This is the Daf Yomi Masechet Review, Masechet Eruvin, tape number 3. For subscription information about the Daf Yomi Masechet Review, please contact Daf Yomi Tapes, PO Box 831, Muncie, New York, 10952, or call us at 1-888 Daf Yomi. Our Magid Shia is Rabbi Yossi Heber.
The Review, Eruvin Tape number 3. It begins in the third parak. Perek Bakol Ma'arvin, from Daf Lamed Aleph, Amud Aleph. Before we begin, I just wanted to recommend that since this Masechta is so difficult, if anyone has an Erev in their area, it's a terrific idea to try to get out and take a tour of it. I did this a few weeks ago here in Kew Garden Hills, and it's just wonderful how the Klalim of the Masechta's Erevin come out. I mean, they really come alive. Klalim like Lechi Ayimin Me'elav, Ayimin Meruba Ala Paretz, Lechi, etc., Lovud. So if you have a chance, I highly recommend that you do this. Now let's begin Masechta Erevin, Daf Lamed Aleph, Amud Aleph, from the Mishnah. We have a Mishnah that says it's okay to use demai for an Erev. Demai is produce that we're unsure whether Meiser was taken from it. But the Mishnah says you cannot use Tevel for an Erev, because we know with Tevel, Meiser was not taken from it. We say that it's mutter to eat the mai, since an ani has a heter to eat it. And technically any person could immediately become an ani if he wanted to. He could just be mafker everything that he owns, and therefore he becomes an instant ani. Therefore for everyone it's mutter to use the mai for an Erev. We then have a Mishnah that says, Hasheleach eruvay biyad cheret shayt v'katan. Or you send it with someone who is not Maida Be'erif, in other words, someone who's a Kusi. Kusi does not hold of Torah Shabbal Peh, so he doesn't agree with the whole Inyan of Erif. Then it's not considered a good Erif. We say that a Charashayt of a cotton, it's Asr for them to be able to make an Erif Tchumen, for the reason that you need a Kinyan in the Makam Shvisa. And because a Charashayt of a cotton do not have the halachas of Kenyan, therefore they cannot be kinder for you a makom shvisa and make for you erev tchumen. But it's mutter to use a charashayt of a katan for eruvei chatzeres where there is no inyan of Kenyan. We then have a machlekes whether chazaka that shliach eiseh shlichus, can we assume that a shliach does his shlichus? Rav Sheshe says chazaka shliach eiseh shlichus. And Reb Nachman says that this chazaka only applies by an iser, by an inyan dirabanan. But if you're dealing with a daraisa, we do not say chazaka shliach aisa shlichusai. Daf lamed beis. We bring a raya from the carbon omer that shliach aisa shlichusai afilu bidaraisa, like the shita of Reb Sheshes, that even when we're dealing with a daraisa, we assume that a shliach does do his shlichus. How do we know this? Because when we're referring to yashan and chadash, we know that on the second day of Pesach, once the carbon omer is brought, it is mutter to eat everything, and we don't have a chshash of yashan anymore. We assume that everything is yashan, we don't have a chshash of chadash. Therefore, even people outside of Yerushalayim, we don't know whether the carbon was actually brought, but we assume that the person who was designated to go to Yerushalayim did the shlichus, and we can make the assumption that the carbon omer was brought, and therefore it's mutter to eat it after the second day of Pesach, to eat all grains and everything. We then say that there's a chazaka on a chaver, in other words, a Talmud Chacham, that he's eina maitzi davar she'eina misukan, that he's not maitzi something that's not remedied yet. Therefore, he wouldn't give you tevel, and you could assume that everything he gives you is fine. We then have a Mishnah that says, Nosnu Erev Be'ilan Yosem Yutvachim. If you put an Erev in a tree that's higher than Yutvachim, it's not considered an Erev. If it's less than 10 Tvachim, it is okay. And a Bar Amok, Afilu Mea Ama, something which is very deep, is also okay. The Gemara then says, Rosh Hayachid is Oila Lerakia Be'ad L'Tahayim. This is something which we've had a number of times. Rosh Hayachid, a place that's established as a Rosh Hayachid, is considered up or down, no matter how far up or down you go, is considered the Rishus HaYachid. Therefore, we say that the Mishnah that we just mentioned has to be speaking with the Rishus HaRabim, because the Rishus HaRabim only applies to something which is Pachas Me'asara Tvachim. We then bring down an Isser to be Mishtamish with an Ilan on Shabbos. And we had this earlier in Masechta Shabbos that an Ilan, touching an Ilan even, is Asur on Shabbos. We then say, Kol Davar Shehu Mishum Shvus, Lo Gazru Bein Hashmashas. Anything which is a Shvus to Rabbanan is not Gazer during the period of Bein Hashmashas. Then we have the Klal of Misa Kamal Demal Yadami, that when you're dealing with a Makam Shvisa, normally a Makam Shvisa, a person has 2,000 amas anywhere to walk around, but an entire city is considered filled in. So in other words, if you're in a large, very large city, which is 20 miles across, that whole city is considered your Makam Shvisa. It's all considered filled in. And then you have 2,000 amas from the city limits to carry outside of the city. Daf Lamed Gimel. The Gemara brings a sheet of Ula, which has an Amud, which is Tisha, Birshus Harabim, and a lot of people use it to rest on it. If you threw something Dalet Amas and it ended up landing on it, you're Chayef. The Gemara then brings down a case that an Erev, which is in a hanging basket that is more than 10 Tvachim tall, the Rabbanan say that this is no good, because if it's hanging, Rebbe says that it is good, the Rabbanan say that it's no good. The reason the Rabbanan say this is no good, hanging from a tree, is because this is considered Stadei Ilan, just like we said that being mishtamish in a tree on Shabbos is aser. Stadei Ilan, something which is attached to the tree, is also aser to be mishtamish on Shabbos. Therefore, this is aser according to the Rabbanan. We bring the sheet also of Rav Meir, who talks about chaykikin l'hashlim. If something, i.e. like a mezuzah, for example, just like we say by a mezuzah, as long as it's 10 tvachim high and it's 4 wide, we extend the height of a curve on top of a doorpost to say chaykikin l'hashlim, and it's considered more than the 4 tvachim tall, and it's all considered to the point where you need a mezuzah on it. Same thing is true here. If it's 10 tvachim high and 4 tvachim wide, and then it curves, you say chaykikin l'hashlim in the case of the basket. We then bring down a reed, which is standing in a Rishus HaRabim with a basket on top, and it's more than 4 tvachim wide. If you threw something Dalet Amos distance and it ended up landing on it, you're chayev. Since the basket is considered like a Rishus HaYochid. Now that the basket is more than 10 tvachim high and 4 tvachim wide, we extend the wall downward, and therefore you're chayev. Daf Lamed Dalet. If you put an Erev in a bore, even if it's very deep, that's okay, and that's mutter. And again, we repeat, Rishus HaYachid is Oila Ad L'Rakia V'Ad L'Tahim. We then have in Shin Mem He that the only heter of using an Erev Tchumen is for a Dvar Mitzvah. You just can't use Erev Tchumen in any situation, but it has to be for a Dvar Mitzvah. And Tosfos brings down at Heter of Rebbe, which he said before, like Gozru Shvus Abein Hashmashus, would not apply if someone could easily come to be over on an Isser Daraisa. In other words, even though it's a Shvus, even though it's an Isser Rabbanan, and we're Matir it Abein Hashmashus, if by allowing a person this Heter, you could easily become to be over on Isser Daraisa, then you can't rely on this Heter. And therefore, even Rebbe would be Maida that you have to be Machmer. We then have a Mishnah that says if you put an Erev on a Migdal, an Erev in a Migdal, in other words, in a closet, and you ended up losing the key, so now you can't get into this Erev anymore, we say that that's okay. Rebbe Eliezer, however, says if your mamish lost the key, then you can't use the Erev at all. If, however, he just forgot where the key was, then it's okay. And this is Alpi the Shita of the Rajba. Taf Lamed Hey. We have a Mishnah that says Erev shenis galgel chutz l'tchum, the Erev that ended up rolling outside the tchum, outside of the tchum area, or nafal alav gal, a stone fell on it, so therefore it's muktzah. Ay nisraf, ay haya truma shenitmas. All these cases are eruvim which are now really not usable. If this situation happened on Erev Shabbos before Shabbos began, then obviously the Erev is pasul, because Ben Hashmashas, there was no chalais of an Erev at all. However, if it happened on Shabbos itself, that's when we say that it's okay. We then have Suffolk Erev. In the case of a Suffolk Erev, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon say that it's okay. Rabbi Meir says that it's Osir. The reason Rabbi Meir says that it's Osir, because we have Shitas that hold Erev Tchumen Armidaraisa. Therefore, because of a Suffolk Daraisa, we're Machmer. Then we say Safek Tumah Birshus HaRabim is Tahar. Daf Lamid Vav. This Heter of Rabbi Yossi that we said before, Safek Erev is Kosher. That's only if there's a Cheskas Kashrus. But if it's a situation where it's Ein Bo'e Chazaka, for example, like a Mikveh, it's not Kosher. We say that an Erev is Tzarech Suda Haru'uya La'achal Miba'oid Yayim. And then we bring down Amar Rava, Seif Hayayim is the Zman of the Knias of the Erev. So in other words, the Tchilas Bein Hashmashas is the time that you're Kaina the Erev. We then have a Mishnah that says two Eruvin, which are made by one person that are conditional, i.e., he wants to wait till Shabbos to choose which one to use. In other words, let's say he wants to hear a shir from his Rebbe, and he doesn't know which side the Rebbe will come from, whether the Rebbe will come from east or whether the Rebbe will come from west, so he doesn't want to establish which of the Erev Tchumin is Chal. We say that that's okay. Daflam and Zayin. Unofficially, we say that Truma is 2%, and Meiser is 10% of the 98% which is now left over. Because basically there is no shear for this. But if you want to establish a shear, this is the shear you establish. We then have a machloikis by Lokeach Yayin Mibein HaKusim. You have to take off Truma from this, because the Kusim, we're not sure whether they took off Truma or whether they didn't take off Truma. Now you have to do this. According to Rameir, we say Yesh Brera. You don't necessarily have to make Kriya Shem on which part of the Yayin you're using for the Hafrashas Truma. You're allowed to do it later. And what you end up separating later becomes designated from earlier before. In other words, we say Huver Hadavar Lamafreya. So right now, you don't have to necessarily establish what you want specifically from that barrel of wine to be taken off for Truma, but you can do it later on, and Huver Hadavar Lamafreya, but that's what you originally intended was going to be the Truma. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon called Ein Brera, therefore you're not allowed to do this. The Gemara then brings Rayas that attempt to prove Yesh Brera or Ein Brera. And we ask a question on Rabbi Yossi, who is one of the Shitas who holds Ein Brera. And the question we bring is from a case of Shtei Nashim Shelokhu Eskineham. We know that a woman who has given birth has to bring a lamb as an oila, carbon oila, and then either a pigeon or a turtle dove as a carbon chatas. Let's say she can't afford to bring a lamb, then she can bring two pigeons or two turtle doves, one as an oila and one as a chatas. And if you have a case of two women which ended up bringing nests of pigeons, and we never established which one is for which and which one is for which carbon, we say that each one is allowed to choose later on. Therefore, what do you see? You see Yesh Brera. So how can Rabbi Yossi hold Ein Brera? So the Gemara answers, this case is different. Really, it's Ein Brera. But what happened in this case is it's not that they were going to choose later on which one was designated for the Oila, which one was designated for the Chatas for each of the two people. But they gave up their rights completely. And they let the Kayin make the decision which is the Oila and which is the Chatas. So for them, there's nothing retroactively here at all. So we don't have any specific raya. Technically, you could hold Ein Brera. Then we ask a question, who is the Tana who holds Ein Brera even by an Isser Derabanan? The Gemara says one Shita is Ayoy, and one is the Shita of Reb Shimon. Daf Lamed Ches. We have a Mishnah that says, according to Rabbi Eliezer, Yontav, which is Samach L'Shabbos, you can make two Eruvim. Left, i.e. maybe going west for one day, and right, going east, for the other day. However, all must be prepared during the chol. And the chachamim hold, you're not allowed to make two in that way. The Gemara says, Rabbi Eliezer holds, the reason you can make two different Eruvim is because Yom Tov, which is Samach L'Shabbos, is equal to Shtei Kedushas. That's why two Eruvim are okay. The Gemara then says, there's an Isser of Hachana from Yom Tov to Shabbos. Taisvis learns that Hachana is an Isser Daraisa. The only reason you can make any Hachana at all is because we have the Klal of Hayil. Hayil takes it out of this. And as we've learned before, the Klal of Hayil says, where we say that we're allowed to prepare because it's possible that in terms of cooking food, a guest will come a couple of minutes before Shabbos. Therefore, you're allowed to prepare even up to the last minute with the assumption that someone may come in. Hayom, it's possible that they may come in. The Magen Avraham says, Erev Tavshilin works the same way. We know that if Yontif falls out on Thursday or Friday, you make it Erev Tavshilin on Wednesday or Thursday, so you'd be able to cook, so you'd be able to prepare from Chol to Shabbos. But we say, even Erev Tavshilin, if Hayil is not Shaykh, we would have an Issa D'Oraisa. We would actually have an Issa D'Oraisa. You wouldn't be able to say Hayil. The Ritva says that this whole Inyan of Hachana only applies to something which is mamish completely new. So for example, like an Erev, which is something completely new, is allowing you to do that. That's when you would say that Hachana is Aser. But a Tikkun B'Yalma, for example, like cooking, Tikkun B'Yalma, because Tikkun B'Yalma means basically you have the food already. Now you're just making a tikkun, then you wouldn't have this Isra of Hachana. So Lefi Moshitas, Erev Tavshilin has nothing to do with Hayil. Erev Tavshilin has to do with Tikkun B'Yalma. Therefore, that's why it's Mutter, because cooking is only a Tikkun B'Yalma. We then say, Omar Rav, Halacha Kedalad Zkenim Halalu, V'Aliva the Rebbe Eliezer, the Omar Beis Kedushas Haim. And there's a number of different lists about who these Zakenim specifically are, but we hold according to the Sheet of Rebbe Eliezer that it's considered two different Kedushas. The Gemara then brings the Pasuk of Ahaya Bayayim Hashishi Vehechinu. This is referring to the Mun. So we say, Chol is Mechin L'Shabbos V'Yontif. Avaloyim Yontif L'Shabbos, V'Shabbos L'Yontif. So during the weekday you're allowed to prepare for Shabbos or Yontif, but you're not allowed to prepare from Yontif to Shabbos or from Shabbos to Yontif. And then we say, Cheftse Hefker Arkaine Shvisa. We also say, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, objects, even without their owners, also cannot be moved more than 2,000 amas from their makom Shvisa. Taflamid Tess. We say that Hachana on Shabbos, Hachana preparing for Chol on Shabbos, is awesome. So in other words, a person cannot walk before Mincha on Shabbos, so he'll be at the bathhouse. So the minute Shabbos is over, he'll be able to jump into the bathhouse. That's Aser. And not only that, we take that a step farther. We have the klal of Muchacha Milsa. And Muchacha Milsa is referring to a case where it's evident to onlookers that a person is preparing for Motzai Shabbos. If, for example, a person owns fields at the end of the city, and he walks towards these fields, everybody looks at it and says, he's going to do work by his fields. Therefore, one has to be careful not to do that, and even that can be considered hachana. The Gemara also says that a person cannot use pas for an Erev on the second day of Yontif unless he used pas on the first day of Yontif. We then have a Mishnah. And as a hakdama to this Mishnah, we have to keep in mind when you're dealing with Erev Tchum, with Eruvei Tchumen, wherever you put the Erev Tchumen, this becomes your new center point. Normally we know that a person has 2,000 amas in any direction from wherever his makom shvisa is. So if you're standing at a particular makom shvisa, you can go 2,000 amas in any direction. Now let's say you put an Erev Tchumen 1,000 amas to the east. So now your center point becomes this new place, which is 1,000 amas east of your house. So you can now walk a total of 3,000 amas to the east, 1,000 to the east where the Erev Tchumen is, and another 2,000 amas from that point east. But you can only now walk 1,000 amas to the west, because your center point is now 1,000 amas to the east of your Makom Shvisa. So if you create an Erev Tchumen in the wrong place, it could actually work to your disadvantage. So what this Mishnah says, it describes a Reuven on Rosh Hashanah. Let's say he wants to have it to the west on one day and to the east on the other, or he wants to have it to the west on one day and not be able to go anywhere to the east on the other. Rabbi Yehuda holds he's allowed to split it, and the Chachamim say he's not allowed to split it that way. The Gemara says the Chachamim are really Rabbi Yossi, and since the Rabbana were afraid of confusion that the Edim would not come until Lamed Elul, so we were afraid people would be mezalzel that day. Therefore, they were noyeg that Lamed Elul would become a full day of Yontif. In other words, the first day of Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, both days are considered one big kedusha. The Gemara also brings a number of cases to support the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. We also say that juice from a fruit is osir, because we're afraid if we allow the juice from a fruit to be mutter, people would come to squeeze the juice out of the fruit. We then have a case of ahu bar tavya, which is a case of a deer. The osa leve resh galusa, the ostzid biyam rishon shal yantif, the ishtachit biyamtif sheni shal golyus. What happened was the goyim ended up trapping it the first day of yantif, and then they shechted it on the second day of yantif. So Reb Nachman and Reb Chizda ate it, and Reb Sheshes did not eat. And this case is referring to, we know that hunting is osur even on yantif. We see this in Be'ad, Afchav Gimel, Amid Beis. But Shechita is mutter. Although we know Echel Nefesh is mutter on yantif, that's only on what is E'efsher on Erev Yantif. And we say that you're allowed to Echel Nefesh is mutter on yantif, Milisha V'Elech. So Shechita, for example, is mutter, but Tzad, trapping, is osur, because you could have done that on Erev Shabbos or Erev Yantif, on Erev Yantif. So if a guy does the malacha, you're not allowed to get hanah from it until the shear of kidei b'chtei sheyase after yontif. And the same halacha, by the way, k'tei sheyase also applies with Shabbos, that you have to wait. For example, if you want to go to a bathhouse after Shabbos, you have to wait the shear of how long it would take to warm up the water, the shear of k'tei sheyase, until you're allowed to go into the bathhouse. But anyway, getting back to yontif, you have to wait a k'tei sheyase until after yontif. So according to Reb Chizda and Reb Nachman, who hold the second day of yontif is really chol, so we already have a k'tei sheyase, because it's the minute the second day yontif starts, it's already k'tei sheyase. But according to Reb Sheshes, who holds that both days of yontif are one long period of kedusha, he held you're not allowed to eat from it. Rashi holds the halacha that one day of yontif is considered chol. This is how we pass in bizman hazeh. But the Bahag holds that it's all considered one long day. And today, of course, we say that the second day of yontif is considered a sveika d'yema, because we say minag aveseinu biyodeinu. Daf mem. Akum, a guy which brought something b'shvil Yisrael michutz l'tchum, we say that it's mutter for a different Yisrael to have hanah from it. And this is the case of the resh galusa with the deer, as we said before. We say that it's asur lezalzel yontif sheni shel galyus. And then the Gemara asks, do we mention Rosh Chodesh during the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah? We know normally this is Rosh Chodesh, the first day of the month, but what about on Rosh Hashanah? On Rosh Hashanah, do we make mention of the fact that this is also Rosh Chodesh because it's the first day of Tishrei? So is it sad to say, yes, we should, because the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, the Karban Musaf of Rosh Hashanah and the Karban Musaf of Rosh Chodesh are separate? The Chachamim say no, since both are called Zikaron. We then say, Rosh Hashanah Shachal Liyais B'Shabbos. Beis Shammai says we make 10 brachas in Shemayin Esrei. And Beis Hillel, who we paskin like, says we say 9 brachas in Shemayin Esrei. Where are the 9 brachas? We have the first 3 brachas of Shemayin Esrei. We have the last 3 brachas of Shemayin Esrei. And then we have Malchias, Achrenis, and Shaifras. And Mekadesh HaShabbos V'Yisrael B'Yayim HaZikaron, we combine Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah together into one bracha. We then say Shabbos Shachal B'Rosh Chodesh Mispalel Brachas Kedarkai V'Yayim Yalav Yaveh B'Avayda. We say, you just say Yalav Yaveh in the Avayda, which is how we paskin today. Rabbi Eliezer says, you say it in the bracha of Hayda, by Maidim, which is really where we say, for example, Al Anisim. That's technically Hayda, but Yalav Yaveh we say in the Avayda. And we say it right after Ritzeh. And in Musaf, when we mention Rosh Chodesh, we say it in the middle. It's part of the whole discussion of Shabbos, we mention Rosh Chodesh, which is how we do it today. We then ask, do we make a Shachianu on Rosh Chodesh? Our answer is no. We only make, say Shachianu on the Shalosh Regalim. And we see this from Kehelas, exactly where we do it. Tein Chelek L'Shiva, V'Gam L'Shmeina. Shiva is equal to Shabbos and Pesach. Shmeina is equal to Sukkos, and Vigam is Larabais Atzeres Rosh Hashanah V'Yom HaKippurim Lagabi Shachianu. We say that Kais Yayin, you have to taste from a Kais Yayin that you make a bracha on. But as we say, it's also mutter liyasve liyanuka. It's mutter to give it to a kid. The mevarech doesn't have to drink, and this is how we paskin today. For example, Friday night when we make kiddush, the person who makes the bracha does not necessarily have to be the one to drink. You can give it to a little kid. And here we ask kasha, we have a kasha on Rashi. This is referring to a case on Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, if we were to make a bari priya gafen, by a bris, for example, or by some type of a sudis mitzvah, we do not give a child to drink on Yom Kippur, because of dil ma'asi lemisrach. We're afraid if he sees this and experiences this, he may think it's mutter to drink on Yom Kippur even when he becomes an adult, from the memory of the fact that he drank on Yom Kippur. Taisvis says this chash only applies to his man kavua, like Yom Kippur. But it's okay to give to a katan, say on a bris, for example, on Yom Kippur. If you were to make kiddush on Yom Kippur, you wouldn't be allowed to give it to him. But if you have a bris on Yom Kippur, then you are allowed to give it to a katan to drink, because it's just an akraya b'yalma, and he wouldn't come when he grows up to think about this. And we see in Shulchan Aruch, in Tafresh Chaf Aleph Sif Gimel, Mevarchen al Mila b'Yom Kippur b'loy kais. And the Rama brings down v'yeshayim de mevarchen v'kais v'nais nilatinek hanimel. You give it to the child who the mila was made on. V'cheinai hagin, and that's how we do it. So there shouldn't be a ganai for the kais. Daf mem aleph. Tisha b'av shachal liyais b'Shabbos u'be'erev Shabbos. Tisha b'av that comes out on Shabbos or erev Shabbos, which of course becomes a nitcha. We say eichel v'shayse kol tzarcha. You can eat as much as you want. Aval lim b'yayim aleph. If it falls out on Sunday. Mafsik b'Shabbos mibayd yom. You have to stop eating. You have to stop eating on Shabbos by shalosh shudas before shkia. We then say ein mashlim in tainis b'erev Shabbos kedei shel yikanes l'Shabbos meuna. A person should not fast on erev Shabbos, so he should not come into Shabbos very famished. We bring down a ma'aseh with Rabbi Akiva, where Rabbi Yehuda saw something by Rabbi Akiva, and we have here on the side of the daf Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel questions what Rabbi Yehuda saw. So we could ask, how is it possible that Rabbeinu Chananel, who is a Rishon, should question what Rabbi Yehuda, who was a Tana, saw? And we can give a teretz from the Chazon Ish in Bava Kama, Daf Yud Aleph. He doesn't disagree with this particular Gemara, what Rabbi Yehuda saw, but rather he has a Kabbalah that goes back, Kabbalah b'yadenu, that goes back to what exactly happened. And he's questioning, al pi Kabbalah, what was it that Rabbi Yehuda really saw? Not that he's arguing with Rabbi Yehuda, who's a Tana. We paskin the halachas like Rabbi Yaisi, that we do fast on Erev Shabbos, and not like Rabbi Gamliel. The Gemara then says, ein goizrin tainis ala tzibur v'resh chedesh Chanukah u'bepurim. And in Shulchan Aruch, in Resh Mem Tes, we say that on Erev Shabbos, a tainis yachid, it's better not to be mashlim a tainis yachid, but a tainis tzibur, we should complete even an Erev Shabbos. And today, the way the calendar is set up, this is only shayach to happen with Asara B'Tavis, which is the only tainis that could come out on Erev Shabbos. This concludes the third parak of Masechta Erevin. Now we will begin the fourth parak, Mi Shahaytziyu. This begins on Daf Mem Aleph, Amid Beis at the Mishnah. As a hakdama to this parak, we know that a person has 2,000 amas that he can walk from the city limit. If he passes the border of these 2,000 amas, now he's stuck. He has only 4 amas that he could walk in any one direction. And this is true even if he was forced out of the 2,000 amas. So here we have a Mishnah that says, if this in fact happened, but he got back in somehow to the 2,000 amas, he now has 2,000 amas again. And we have in the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, Gimel Devarim Ma'avirin Esa Adam Al Daitoi V'Aldas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's 3 things that can create a person to lose his mind, so he does things that he really does not necessarily want to do. Eved Kechavim Ruach Ra V'Dikduke Anius. We then say, Gimel Einai Ryan Eskehenim, the 3 kinds of people who do not see Gehenim because they suffered so much in this world. One is Anius, poverty. A chayla ma'ayin, a person who had stomach ailments, v'harishus, a person who had a lot of debt. Yeshayim misha ra, a person who had a very bad wife, but this is not really stress because technically a person can divorce this wife and rid himself of this problem. We also say that 3 people who can die suddenly even if all seems to be well with them. One is a person who has stomach trouble, an isha yoledes, and a person who has a disease in the mouth. If a person is out of the tchum, and now he has only 4 amas, but he needs to use a bathroom, he can go outside of the 4 amas. Why? Because we say, Godol kavod habriyos, shadeich aloisase min ha-Torah. Daf Mem Beis. We have here a complex sugya about if peiros are taken from the tchum. So we say, according to Reb Nechemiah and Reb Eliezer ben Yaakov, they are mutter only if 2 conditions are fulfilled. Number one, they were removed b'shaygig, and number two, they were returned b'mkayman to their original place. We also have the Tanakama, and the Shita of Rav Papa is Ketanakama, who says that we only need 1 mila, either mezid b'mkayman, or shaygig shalai b'mkayman. We pass on the halacha, the taisus of Michlal, we pass on like the Tanakama. Aye, but yeah, don't we hold Mishnah's Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov is kav v'noki? So he gives the teretz there, that really sabra of Papa Kirabana. We then say, if you don't know where the tchum is, let's say a person doesn't know exactly where his tchum is, so then he's allowed to walk 2,000 amas beinanim. And we ask, aye, but how do you measure the 2,000 amas? We know that the medida, measuring on Shabbos, is aser. So we ask, since this is medida shal mitzvah, it's mutter. We then have a Mishnah. And we say, Rav and Shmuel agree that the halacha is like Rabban Gamliel by a boat that was pushed beyond the tchum, that a person is allowed to walk through the entire boat. And Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Kiva hold that a person can only walk 4 amas.